So let's review. The Gemara continues its attempt to find a machlekes tanoim regarding Rav's ruling, hamakadesh b'milva ein mukadeshes, and cites a brisa. Hiskancha li b'shtar. The Gemara assumes this to be a shtar choiv, a loan document. Remeir omer ein mukadeshes. Rabbi Elazar omer mukadeshes. Apparently, a machlekes whether one can give a woman a loan document for kedushin. V'chacham omer shaman es aniyar. Im yesh b'shav v'pruta mukadeshes v'milav ein mukadeshes. He can only use the value of the paper itself for the kedushin. The Gemara explains, the Braisa cannot be referring to a loan owed to him by a third party because Remeir himself says he can use a loan document for kedushin. Rather, we're discussing a loan she owes him, and they disagree whether makadesh b'milva and mukadeshes. The Gemara answers that this price is not referring to a shtar chayiv, but to a shtar kedushin, and offers several alternate interpretations of the machlokes. Kagan shekitcha b'shtar she'ein alav edim. The price is discussing an unsigned kedushin document. Remeir l'tamei dama edich hasim ekarti. Remeir holds that only the signatories validate the document, and so ein mukadeshes. Rabbi Elazar l'tamei dama edim hasim ekarti. Rabbi Elazar holds that witnesses validate the document by witnessing the act of kedushin, and so mekudeshes. The Rabbanan are uncertain, and therefore only validate the kedushin if the paper itself is worth a pruta. The shtar kedushin is written for another woman. Remeir holds havayi liyitziyah makshinan. The document is not valid, similar to a get, while Rabbi Elazar holds havayi is lahadoni makshinan. The document does not need to be written lishma, similar to other forms of kedushin. The shtar kedushin was written for her, but without her knowledge and consent. Remeir says, "Havai liyitziyah makshinan, v'lo be'in adas dida." We compare kedushin to a get, and we do not require the woman's consent, and so mukadeshes. While Rabbi Elazar holds, "Be'in adas makna." Get requires the consent of the husband because he is the giver in that matter. Therefore, a shtar kedushin requires the consent of the woman, who is the giver in this context, and so einam mekudeshes. The Gemara cites another brisa as a source for a machlekes regarding mekadesh b'milva. Remeir says that if the woman said, "Asli shirim nizam v'tabois v'kadesh anilach," if a woman asks someone to fashion jewelry from her gold, and the cost of the labor will be her kedushin, kivan shasayin mekudeshes, the kedushin takes effect as soon as he completes his work. The Chacham maintained that she needs to actually receive money. Now, mamon cannot refer to oisei mamon, the jewelry itself, because obviously Remeir agrees that she must receive the jewelry. Rather, by mamon acher, the Chacham require him to give her additional money, and giving her the jewelry is not effective. Now, the Gemara assumes, yeshen l'schiris mitchil v'atzayf, a worker is owed for his labor as the work progresses, and it becomes a loan. Therefore, when he gives her the jewelry to her and forgives the cost of the labor, they're arguing whether he can use a loan for kedushin. Remeir holds a mekadesh b'milva mekudeshes, and the Chacham holds a mekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes. The Gemara responds that all agree with Rav's ruling a mekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes, and offers several alternate interpretations of the machlekes. B'yeshen l'schiris mitchil v'atzayf k'mifligi. They disagree about when one owes a laborer for his work. Remeir holds ein l'schiris ela b'sayf. He's only owed his salary once his work is completed. Therefore, when he gives her the jewelry and does not charge her for the labor, it's not a loan that he's forgiving. Rather, he is now giving her the value of his labor, and therefore mekudeshes. And the Chacham hold, yesh l'schiris mitzchil v'atzayf. He earned his wages cumulatively as he worked, and so he's essentially forgiving a loan, and therefore, hamekadesh b'milva ein mekudeshes. Everyone agrees, yesh l'schiris mitzchil v'atzayf. However, in this case, he was not hired by the hour, but they arranged a price for the complete job. Therefore, Meir holds, Umen koine b'shvach kli. A laborer acquires the value of his work, which was added to the value of the item until he is paid, which he's now giving her. Therefore, mukadeshes. And the Chacham holds, Ein umen koine b'shvach kli. He does not acquire the additional value. He's merely owed for his labor. Therefore, he's now forgiving the loan, and therefore, mekadesh b'milva ein mukadeshes. Kugan shahaysev la neifech mishaloi. He added a gemstone of his to the jewelry item. Remeir holds, milva upruta daita apruta. She considers the money as the kedushin, and so mekudeshes. And the Chacham maintained, daita al milva, she primarily relies on the loan, and the mekadesh b'milva ain't mekudeshes. The next Mishnah discusses various cases of Kiddushi Tos, Kiddushin performed with mistaken assumptions. It's like the Mishnah. Hiskachali b'koyze shal yayin, b'nimtza shal dvash. Shal dvash, b'nimtza shal yayin. If someone gives a woman a cup of honey for Kiddushin, but tells her it is wine, or the reverse. B'dinerze shal kesef, b'nimtza shal zav. Shal zav, b'nimtza shal kesef. Or if he uses a golden coin, but tells her it is silver, or the reverse. Amanasha ani asher b'nimtza ani, ani b'nimtza asher. Or if he stipulates that he is rich, but he's actually poor, or the reverse. Einem mekudeshes, the Kiddushin is not effective. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Skachali b'kais zeh. If someone gave a woman a cup filled with liquid for Kiddushin, we deduce his intention based on the contents of the cup. Bimaya, b'ayiv oloi b'masha b'toichai. If the cup contains water, he gave her only the cup itself, since the water is insignificant. B'chamra, b'masha b'toichai b'loi b'ayiv. If it contains wine, he gave her only the contents, since it's normal to offer wine in a glass and expect the cup to be returned. B'tzihara, b'ayiv u'b'masha b'toichai. If it contains fish brine, he gave her both the cup and its contents because it lasts for a while, and so he meant for her to keep the cup as well. The Mishnah concludes, Rib Shimon Oimer, Im Hita Lishvach Mekudeshes. If his error was advantageous to her, and she received the more expensive honey, the golden coin, or if he was rich, the Kiddushin is effective. The Gemara challenges Rib Shimon from a similar braisa regarding erroneous transactions. Yain v'nimtza chaymitz, chaymitz v'nimtza yain, shnei michoyin lachz b'hem. The buyer and the seller may both renege on the deal if the item is different than agreed upon, whether cheaper or more expensive. Because ikad enichel lebechala, v'ikad enichel lebechamra, it's possible that someone had a need for vinegar and not for wine. Therefore, the Gemara asks, ikad enichel lebekasba v'leinichel lebedahava. Perhaps she had a specific interest in silver, and receiving gold was not to her advantage. The Gemara explains, kigun she'amr hi l'shlucha tzeva kaba li kedusha meplaini. The Mishnah is discussing a woman who instructed her agent to accept her kedushin from so-and-so, who promised her a silver coin for kedushin. However, the man gave the agent a golden coin. The Tanakama holds kepeda, she was particular, and only appointed the agent to accept kedushin exactly as specified. While Reb Shimon maintains, Mara Makam Hilai, she was not particular. She just said that she would accept a silver coin, but she appointed him an agent for any other more advantageous scenario.